From wealthy homes in California to the urban blight of Detroit, the income gap is growing. Minimum wage workers recently took to the streets of Atlanta to demand more money. It's a cause that resonates with fast food workers in Washington, including Erica Gales.
It's a struggle. I'm tired of struggling. I just want to live comfortably.
Those struggles have caught the attention of Democrats in Washington, like Iowa Senator Tom Harkin.
It's just kind of a harshness, being hard on people, and especially hard on people that don't have anything. People hard on people that are at the bottom rung of the ladder. It's not befitting a great nation.
It is good to be back in North Carolina.
President Obama will highlight the issue in his State of the Union address.
Because restoring the American dream of opportunity for everyone who's willing to work for it is something that should unite the country. That shouldn't divide the country. That's what we should be aspiring to, that everybody has a shot if they're willing to work hard and take responsibility.
It will also be an election year theme for Democrats, says analyst John Fortier.
The larger philosophical theme of not only just the economy getting better, but it getting better for everyone, and how an economy that improves just for the rich is not one that he wants to see, I think will be a theme of his.
Opposition Republicans have a different focus, says House Speaker John Boehner.
When you look at it, the American people have a right to continue to ask the question, where are the jobs? The president's been in office now for over 5 years. It's time for the president to admit that his policies are not working.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, a possible presidential contender in 2016, says individual states should take the lead on closing the income gap.
Washington is too bureaucratic and too resistant to change. And its one-size-fits-all approach to policy, it's just not conducive to solving a problem as diverse and complex as this one.
With Republicans opposed, President Obama will have to work around Congress, says expert Thomas Mann.
He's going to have to rely much more on the authority he has as president, using executive regulatory approaches and administrative initiatives and other kind of public-private ventures that don't require legislation.
President Obama will travel to the Vatican in late March to meet with Pope Francis. And the White House says fighting poverty and income inequality will be on the agenda. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.